Kepta, Ada, Elmina and Axim are among 25 towns seriously affected by sea level rise due to climate change. Fishermen along these towns are losing their livelihood, and farming, which is an alternative, is also impacted by saltwater intrusion of land, also a climate problem. A lecturer at the Department of Marine and Fisheries Science of the University of Ghana, Dr. Kwesi Pienin Adu, was speaking in Accra at the third Climate Change and Pollution and Population Conference in Africa. He said sea level rise is a major problem in Ghana and pragmatic efforts need to be put in place to address it. Joyce Jechi and Asana Mohammed have filed this report.
The third Climate Change and Population Conference in Africa is being attended by researchers, civil society groups, international organizations and policymakers, among others. The conference provides a platform to discuss climate change, migration and security issues among members and how to mitigate their effects. A lecturer at the Department of Marine and Fisheries Sciences, University of Ghana, Dr. Kwesi Pienin Adu, said though the coastal zone of the country is relatively small, it is inhabited by about a quarter of the country's population and almost all the important industries are also along the coastal area. Due to its resources, the coastal area attracts migrants, but climate change threatens to displace people along the coast. Dr. Pienin Adu spoke about the potential of coastal areas.
Our coastal area could generate income for us. And income in terms of tourism. We haven't fully, developed the tourism potential within our coastal zone. The fishing industry is also another source that can generate income for us. We can also talk about recreational, which is gradually catching up with Ghanaians. The salt industry has the potential to supply to the entire west coast of Ghana if well managed. And finally, we can talk about aquaculture. We can also talk about marine culture, which could also be a source of income generation for communities in the coastal zone.
Despite all these, coastal areas are under threat. Dr. Adu said if the sea level continues at the current rate, the Christiansborg Castle will be lost in 50 years if nothing is done. He talked about erosion in communities.
The sea level is rising in Ghana, and once it is rising, it will have consequences within the coastal communities. It has resulted in increased coastal erosion, more frequent tidal and storm surge flooding, inundation of low-lying areas, and this is a major issue in some of the low-lying coastal communities, especially at Glisse and Bebeze. We also now experiencing saltwater intrusion, which is affecting farming within the coastal area. And recently, we are also experiencing wave overtopping, which results in moving more of the sandbars inland and having sandbars filling people's homes and virtually displacing them.
Head of the gender unit of the International Organization for Migration, Fulvia Lopez-Ekra, said extreme climatic events tend to attract more attention than smaller scale disasters like sea level rise, coastal area erosion and deforestation, but the slower onset ones have more profound impact in the long term. She charged participants to factor both scenarios in their deliberations.
Joyce Jechi and Asana Mohammed filed that report.